Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just talking to these two clowns across from me about our little event that we had yesterday. We are owned by Kroenke Sports.
Yes.
So our all-staff meetings are actually down at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
Which is pretty darn neat. You know, I was talking to one of our sales guys as we were walking in, and I was like, this is wild that this is where our meetings are. He's like, you know what? It's kind of cool, isn't it? Because we get to be there when the stadium is completely empty.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just walking around and hanging out. We're up on club level. You feel all fancy. And we have our meetings, and they gave us pizza and salad. And
yeah.
I was like, it is kind of special.
It is. And, like, I love going in there and seeing all the coworkers we've never met.
Yeah, no, I enjoy talking and mingling.
Same.
And
like,
I talked to a couple dudes at the urinal.
Exactly.
In the club level bathrooms.
That's how you really get to know people.
Hey, how are you? What department are you?
Yes, exactly.
That being said, the meeting was roughly 4.5 hours long.
It was so long.
When it ended, you specifically, Katie, this morning was saying, I was so impressed about how you just disappeared, Jerry.
You got out of there so quick. I mean, you may have just jumped off that club level window. I don't even think you took the stairs.
They wrapped it up, and I was ready. I was like, I'm like a runner at the beginning of the race. I had the foot things, you know, where you lock your feet into it. And like, everybody, thanks for coming. And everybody clapped, and I was like, bing.
Yeah, before clap three, you were gone.
Like in the blink of an eye.
It was like a cartoon when, like, poof, they disappear into a little puff of smoke.
Yeah, Roadrunner.
Well,
I zipped out of there, like, super quick.
It was funny because I wanted to introduce you to one of my friends I know from Ball Arena who
works
in the building.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
And I introduced Josh, and I was just like, did Jeremy already leave?
I was like, oh, yeah.
Josh was like, are you kidding? Of course he did.
He turned your right, and this is Jer.
Yeah, I know. You were out.
Where did he go? Where, Jer? Yeah, I zipped up pretty quick.
You sure did.
I mean, I had been up since 2:30 that morning, too.
We
so
get it.
If anyone ever gets in my kitchen, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start calling you when I get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Then, God bless his heart, because I love our engineer so much. I do. I love him. He is, like, one of the funniest guys in
Jason's
this building.
The man.
And he's so sweet, and I just adore him so much. But he clearly had something in his throat, and he was sitting
right
next
to
you, and you are the biggest germaphobe. And him coughing
the entire
into
meeting.
Your back for hours.
And he's trying to, you know, muffle it and hide it.
Yeah.
And I can feel the warm air on my neck.
And I could see you and him, so I could see your face and then Jason behind you.
Yes.
And so I saw I saw your face. Every time he coughed, you flinched in a way where you're like, oh, make it stop. Oh, make it stop.
I'll get the COVID from this guy. Well, and not to mention, they have an ice cream freezer there where you can go up and get ice cream and stuff. That guy went up to the ice cream freezer like 9 times.
And that's what
and
it
the
was,
entire
too.
Time was behind me. And then...
Yeah. It was that milky phlegm.
He had the, like a frozen Butterfinger the whole time. He had like 4 of them. Plan. So anyway, that's kind of funny to me.
I still feel bad for those geese.
Mostly.
They just run up to the
I
geese
know.
And
well,
pluck
and like,
one
if
out of
these
the...
geese are dying off, can't they? Anyway, let's not. Those poor geese. Okay, and then I got one final thing for you. There's a post that's gone viral right now. Because we all need water bottles when we're working out and stuff, right?
Yeah.
When we're working on our fitness. Unless you're a lady, which just, you get those water bottles just for an accessory to walk around with. The post is talking about that basically every few years, water bottle brands have a hold over women. They latch onto ladies because of trendy water bottles.
Yeah.
It becomes just a part of your personality. And then it started breaking things down by dates. Like, you know, in the 2000s, it was the Nalgene in the early 2000s.
Yep.
The Camelbacks from like 2010 to 2016. The Swell ones were 2016 to 19. Then the Hydro Flasks hit. Mm-hmm. The Yetis, the Simply Moderns. Stanley from 2022 to 24. All the ladies had the Stanleys.
Yep.
And now it's the Owala water bottles. They are so trendy. All the ladies have them. The water bottle companies just have to be rubbing their hands together every year.
Yeah, because they're spending, it's like $30 at the least.
Oh,
for
and they buy water
so bottles.
Many of them.
So
and then
many
you,
Stanleys.
Yeah, you need 6 or 7. So you can have one for every day of the week. I mean,
six,
look at
seven.
That. That's like $350 right there on the lower end of water bottles. I mean, they are raking in the cash.
Their profits are skyrocketing this year at Owala. The ladies love our water jugs.
I sure do.
I'm kind of in camp water bottle right now. I carry one with me all the time now.
Same.
I do,
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know what's happened to me.
I don't
me,
know
but...
how we made it through the whole 90s without water by us the entire time.
You know what the problem is? I pee so much
I
now,
do, too.
Like, I like drinking water. I like staying hydrated. But the amount of times I urinate.
It's good for your kidneys.
I guess. No, unless you're up nine times a night urinating. But
is it a steady stream?
Like I win, I yeah, it's a solid stream.
That's good.
I'll show you if you want. We can go in there right now.
I'll prove it.
I'll blow a hole right in the back of that urinal. It's a powerful stream still.
Whoa.
No problem.
But that like, may be a problem, though. You
no, it's,
wanted that strong.
Oh, it's epic stream. If we had a stream
two
competition,
streams.
I could stand probably down at the end of the hallway and hit the front doors, Katie.
I'll let you and Josh do that, actually. It's a little harder for me to have a stream.
You should see me write my name in the snow. I can do it from like 40 feet away.
It melts the whole front yard.
No, solid stream.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Anything else, Josh?
Yeah, so we have talked multiple times about how many different trading cards this year have broken world records for the prices that they're going. I think it's kind of getting over the top now. Steph Curry is famous for hitting a night-night shot, and it's one of those where he puts his hands together and acts like he's sleeping because he just hit the game-winning shot of the to end the game. And the most famous one actually is one that he did against the Denver Nuggets, so we don't want to talk about that one. But
yeah.
There is a Topps card. It's the Topps Chrome Update card that just sold for $30,000. Now, that's not record-breaking, but it is going viral because it is a minion that is dressed like Steph Curry now.
Aww.
It's just over the top. Why are we selling minion cards for
adorable.
30 grand?
It's so cute.
This minion just looks like Steph Curry hitting the night-night pose. What are we doing here?
I want that card.
$30,000
really for
a minion?
They really call it the night-night pose?
Yeah, because it's
night-night pose.
Yes.
Night-night. It's like something you tell your toddler. It's time for the night-night pose.
That's exactly. It's ridiculous.
I have a busy day at school tomorrow.
Night-night
pose.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it is time to get into all the big news of the day. This is brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. Today is one of my most favorite days because
Oop.
I get to... You all right over there?
What day is it?
I love it.
It
sounded like you
this.
Stepped in some gum or something.
Oop. Is it stepping gum day? Oop.
Nope. I get to play this.
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
Today is National Bacon Lovers Day.
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
Who
I love bacon. Well, right? People with heart problems generally.
Oh, they still like it. They just can't have it. There's
yeah.
a difference.
Yeah, that's true. Don't go get that turkey bacon today. Don't
oh,
be
no.
an idiot. Do that. That's
disgusting.
Make
yourself sad.
Ugh.
Don't you do that on National Bacon Day.
I was looking at a black and white photo this morning of Mr. John Stamos. He turned 63 yesterday, and he continued a birthday tradition where he posts strategically cropped nude photos of his upper half.
Yeah.
This is the third time in 4 years he has marked his birthday that way. The post immediately generated tens of thousands of interactions with plenty of fans making inappropriate Uncle Jesse jokes.
Yeah. I was one of them. Did you see mine?
Woo. Yeah, he still looks good for sure. He just looks good.
He's such a good-looking guy.
His face is starting to get, you know.
Well, if you see
but
in
you
the
know
picture,
what, he's 63.
In the photo, he does the young Gen Z thing where he puts the camera in front of his face.
Yeah.
So he's got the phone, you know, strategically placed
still great
right
hair,
there.
Though.
Amazing
the
hair.
Hair.
But that body.
Ooh, you all right
Uncle
over there?
Jesse.
Oh, stop it, Katie.
Have mercy.
Oh. Hey, it's from the show. It's from the show. All right, so if you didn't know, Meta is being sued for $1.4 trillion.
Good.
By 29 U.S. states. They are alleging that the way that Facebook and Instagram are operated, they're both hazardous to children's health.
Yes.
And I agree. It's hazardous to my health.
Everybody's health. Yes.
So if the states win these lawsuits, there could be some changes that come to Facebook and the IG. One, the death of the infinite scroll and autoplay, the features intended to take you down rabbit holes and maximize screen time. So an end to that.
Good.
No more algorithm manipulation. This could mean a return to the old chronological way
Good.
That you would view your feed. Thank you, baby Jesus.
That's
you watch one one video on tacos, and the next thing you know, the next 100 videos are on tacos.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Which isn't a bad thing, but still, switch it up.
One Sydney Sweeney video, and your next 100 videos are hold on.
You don't mind
you
that.
Like hold that, on. Though.
Wait a minute. It would curb frequent notifications, because they're going to cut down the excessive push notifications to your kids.
Good.
Designed to get you hooked again. They say it's the death of Finsta, which are fake accounts, burner accounts, that kids are creating that your parents can't find. They're going to crack down on that. And then, my personal favorite, the end of the like button. Oh. One of the main ways teens get hooked on social media is their addiction to their like count. Oh my God, I'm so happy about that. The like button is so annoying to me.
So we're not going to be able to say we like something?
No, you
anymore?
Just look at it and in your head go, I like that. And then you move on.
Oh, no.
And then you're not going to need to worry about, oh my God, I only got 7 likes on my post today.
You're right, though. For the kids, they need that. They need to be
We
able,
need it, too,
need
in this
it.
Industry and
we
media where we are forced to post stuff every day. And then yeah. we're like, oh, I only got 20 likes.
Yeah, it does hit your ego a little bit. It does.
I'm sorry. I was focusing on what's going on over the airwaves.
So sorry.
On the airwaves, we got 10,000 likes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they going to make sure that the stuff that we see on Instagram and Facebook is a little more factual? Are they going to do a little better
about
putting all the AI stuff up there? Like, because that's what annoys me now is just like a constant stream.
You get confused easily.
I do.
It's real or not.
I
don't know whether or not I should like this or not.
Okay. Well, you know,
is this picture of Uncle Jesse real or not?
I know. Well, we have to know. We need to know all those hard-hitting facts. You know, we do know
what?
About kids in Colorado, and this is a really good story for everybody. Math scores have hit a record high here in Colorado.
Kids
I
be mathing.
This. So math emerged as a bright spot in the latest standardized test results.
Wow.
So students posted record scores in a subject where they have historically lagged behind English language arts. So this is really, really good news. And here's the numbers. Last year, 35.9% of the kids met or exceeded math expectations. And this year, that number went up to 37.3. That is the fourth consecutive year of an increase.
We've got to be
cheating. You turn that into a decimal for me?
We're using AI. We have to be.
I know.
You know what I went and bought yesterday?
What's that?
I went and had to purchase a TI-84 calculator. Oh. They're still using
still
the old TI-84s.
Are they still like $500?
No, they were on sale. It was $90. Well, I upgraded and got the TI-84C, I think it is. Because it's got a little color screen.
Okay.
Because when you do your graphing, I guess you can do different colors on your graphs,
yeah.
I guess, which is important. But yeah, so I was like, what? I've got one somewhere.
Yeah.
From when I was in school.
Yeah, well, you hang on to that.
I know,
again, it's like a mortgage payment back in the day.
It's in a box somewhere. The thing about the new ones, I like that they're rechargeable now. So you just plug them under your wall and you're recharging them. They're flying through AA batteries like crazy.
Oh, that was the worst part. This $500 piece of equipment then cost you...
9 AAs in the back, and then
exactly.
You sit down to take a test, and they're all dead.
And then your batteries go dead.
They're leaking acid.
Oh, gosh. But that is a really good look for Colorado, because I know with the kiddos, and across the nation in general, math has been a subject where it's been going down. So the fact that we're starting to see an upswing. This has parents and teachers pretty excited. Way to go, kids.
Yay.
Way to make everybody proud. All right, this next one, Jeremy, I know it's about a bear.
Oh, no,
and
not
I
a bear.
Know it's up in Crested Butte, so
I
it's
need
a little
some bear
far
sound
away.
Effects.
But a bear broke into a home in Crested Butte and started a fire.
Like in a fireplace?
Yeah.
He made s'mores?
Didn't his cousin Smokey warn him about the dangers of forest fires?
Nice.
I mean, come on.
Nice one, Katie.
But the story's funny because in the headline says that the bear snuck into the home this week and unintentionally started a fire.
What?
As opposed to intentionally, like I just... An arson bear? Like,
yeah!
The way they worded it in the article, I was just like, oh, funny.
My parents had a bear they caught on their Ring cam at almost 11 o'clock at night wandering up and down their driveway. My mom sent me the video. That was a big boy, too.
Absolutely.
That was a big bear wandering around in their driveway.
Could you imagine just if you went out to your car and you saw a bear? I mean, what would you even do?
What?
You know that. That's what you would do.
That's exactly what you would do.
Oh, how funny. Okay, so this story in Crested Butte, again, this bear just broke in and started a fire in the kitchen. And thankfully, firefighters were able to come, put out the fire, make sure the bear wasn't in danger, nobody got hurt or anything. But this is just one of many. I mean, I believe in Greeley, the college, UNC, didn't they have a bear show up to campus yesterday?
He had his backpack on and everything. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, exactly. He's ready to get at those math scores, too.
Oh, I'm
smart
ready.
Little Barry Nana. All right, and then just one more, because Casa Bonita, that's coming up soon, right? Well, September 29th is when they cut it off, but or where they started up, rather, and then it goes through November 1st. But because that place is still so dang busy, you have to get a reservation to take part in Casa Bonita. So customers are encouraged to wear costumes. You can dress as your favorite cliff diver, action hero, or even a sopapilla if you want to get crazy. And
can I be a sopapilla with a Speedo on?
Ooh-wee! Shake your sugar dust everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be epic.
Shake your sugar dust.
Yeah!
Have you guys ever done the Bonita, the Casa Bonita?
Can't say that I have.
I haven't either. I haven't shown, but they encourage you to like wear costumes and get into the whole act and everything, because everybody, even the cliff divers, everybody kind of gets into the
I'm
going to
dress up like one
there.
Of the mariachi guys. You come should. In with a giant guitar, just like.
In your Speedo.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll be a sopapilla with a big sombrero on.
Okay.
In a Speedo.
See. That we've already figured it out. We
puzzled yeah!
out costume. There you go. So anyway, Casa Bonita, you can get in on that starting September 29th.
All right, so in our Mile High Hype, Katie was talking about how Colorado kids be mathin'.
Yeah.
Math scores are way up. And we actually had a math teacher call us to confirm. Hi, Andrea. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, where are you a math teacher at?
Columbine High School.
Oh, you're Columbine.
Just down the street from you.
That's
yeah.
right. Yes. You're really
you know
close.
Me. You know me.
Oh, really?
We know you.
Yeah.
So you're teaching math. What kind of math are you teaching? Like algebra?
Algebra 1 and geometry. I got the 9th and 10th graders, so 9th grade scores went up a whole lot. 10th grade went up a decent amount, but my principal even came in and said he wanted to frame our data from last year from how much we grew. So
oh,
pretty
yay.
Exciting
Did
stuff.
You ask for a raise? Be like,
you should.
It's all me.
No, but I told him anything he wanted me to do in my observation, I wasn't doing it because clearly I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then we laughed.
Yeah, that's pretty
Flex,
funny.
Flex, for sure.
I will tell you that I graduated high school in 1998 from Bear Creek. I'm a Bear Creek boy.
Rawr.
Nice, I'm Lakewood Tiger.
Oh, look at us, all yay! Local. I love that. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, since 1998, I have never, ever used algebra or geometry.
I mean, come on. That's false.
Anymore.
Not once.
I reframe it as procedural thinking, linear thinking.
Absolutely.
You just have to have a process
nice.
In place.
Exactly. Okay. It is the All process right. of figuring it out.
That's a nice spin.
Yes.
That's
yes.
really good. Yes. Really good. But I still have never used it.
That's okay.
I appreciate what you do. And thank you for molding young minds.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our teachers out there. All jokes aside. And then one
for
final
sure.
one final question. Did you hear me talking about being a sopapilla in a Speedo? You want to see that?
Yes, I said I would call in only if I get that AI image, since we see all your AI images up there of you with the sombrero, the sopapilla, the Speedo, and maybe a guitar strategically placed.
Why has it got to be AI, Andrea?
The image I'm getting right now.
We don't need you getting fired. We don't need you getting fired.
We need you here.
You're Jer. So funny. Andrea, we appreciate you listening. Now get into class and teach those goofy kids, all right?
All right, will do.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have
Thanks
a good day.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you so much, and shout out to everybody at Columbine this morning. We love you guys. JKJ here at Mix.